It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hi, I'm Dino Tripodis. The Cleveland Indians are now the Cleveland Guardians. And like a lot of diehard Indian fans, Chuck Lombardo is not happy. Tonight on Whiskey Business. And welcome to Whiskey Business, the podcast, as we like to say, not so much about whiskey as it is one with whiskey. And tonight, very loosely, I should say, the theme, I guess, tonight could be change. Change happens on a daily, weekly, monthly, yearly basis throughout our entire lives. Sometimes the change is for good, and sometimes the change is hard. To take initially. Maybe we get over it, maybe we adjust to it, whatever the case might be. I've gone through some change recently. I'll talk about that here in just a moment. But tonight, we talk about America's greatest pastime, baseball. Has it changed? Sure. Lots of changes in rules and regulations through the years. But what hits a baseball fan the hardest is when the soul and integrity of what he considers to be his favorite team takes a change. And recently, we knew it was coming. They said that the Cleveland Indians were going to change their name. When that first came out, everybody was like, oh, I can't believe they're going to change the name. But then it kind of died away, and nobody talked about it for the longest time until they announced the new name of the Cleveland Indians, which I think is a magnificent name, said the Pirates fan. The Cleveland Guardians. So what did we decide to do for tonight's podcast? We decided to bring on a gentleman who loves the sport of baseball. He's been on the podcast before because we'll recap exactly what you've done in the past and what you didn't get to do because of the pandemic. Chuck Lombardo is back with us tonight to discuss said change. Welcome back, buddy. Nice to have you.
Thanks, Dino.
And thanks, Dino. Thanks. Just saying the word Guardians makes him upset. And in order to honor Chuck's appearance on the podcast tonight, we decided to stay as close to Cleveland as possible by bringing in our guest bottle. This is Cleveland Bourbon Whiskey. This is the Black Reserve edition, I believe. Yeah, the Black Reserve limited production edition of Cleveland Bourbon. I got to be honest with you. I didn't have a whole lot of high hopes about a whiskey that came out of Cleveland. like a lot of things that come out of Cleveland. But we're going to have a little taste of this and talk about it. But before we do that, we have a little bit of business to get to. We want to thank our new podcast family that we are a part of, Evergreen Podcast. We are now a member of that happy podcast family. And we couldn't be more thrilled about it. Evergreen has a ton of programming for you to enjoy, including, of course, Whiskey Business. Yeah. So whatever it might be
There's a kids podcast. And actually, we went down to Cincinnati for the Reds game with the kids. I was like, oh, let's check. I've been wanting to check out their kids podcast. And they did a very great job. They sing songs and try to teach your kids stuff. And they did an awesome job. And I said, what do you guys think? And Davis, my son, 8 years old, he goes, I like Whiskey Business better. So offense.
That's a good kid.
Yeah, I like that.
I got
a brainwash.
I knew I liked that kid for
the kid podcast is good. Check it out.
Yeah. And Chuck, Evergreen Podcast based out of where?
Cleveland,
Ohio.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So we're happy about that, but you got a couple other little business things to mention as well.
That's right. Well, thanks for voting for us. You want to hit that first right off
the
bat?
We should do that right out of the gate. The Columbus Podcast Awards are back, and we are nominated once again in our comedy category. we still shake our heads and wonder why, but you know, we won't question it. We have a lot of laughs on Whiskey Business, so maybe that's part of it. But you can also vote for us for podcast
he's
of the
never
year.
Been funny,
no. Yeah, right. Mildly humorous from time to time, at best. At best,
like a New York Times humorist article. You know, yeah. Humorous. Maybe, yeah, yeah, maybe that's it.
Dino's podcast is like a long article in the New Yorker, with an occasional Woody Allen laugh from time to time, if you're smart enough to get it. When the podcast awards first debuted here in Columbus, Ohio, we were fortunate enough to win Best Comedy Podcast of the Year and Podcast of the Year. So I don't know if we can repeat, but if you want to vote for us again, we would sincerely appreciate it. ColumbusPodcastAwards.com is where you go to do that. And then the festivities will be taking place sometime in late August at the Lincoln Theater. Shame on me for not knowing exactly when the date is, and shame on me because we still have to get our tickets.
Oh,
that's right.
I think it's going to be a little fancier of an event.
You mean I got to wear a suit or a jacket?
Tuxedo. Black tie?
You have to wear some slacks.
Oh,
shit. So right. Everybody get their good pants out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if you can fit in them after
COVID. After COVID.
Yeah, yeah. And I say that mainly for myself.
Your church clothes.
Get your church clothes. Yeah. Get your church clothes on. We're going to an awards ceremony.
My funeral clothes.
Yeah. Well, that's technically in church. It's church. Yeah. So, yeah. Columbus Podcast Awards. ColumbusPodcastAwards.com. If you want to vote for Whiskey Business, we would appreciate that.
And check out WhiskeyBusinessPod.com while you're at it. That's where all of our archives and some nice new headshots that we've taken.
That we took for the podcast network. Yes, it's the only time we've been. That's a nice picture of us.
It's a nice photograph.
Nice.
I actually want to get one and frame it.
Oh,
yeah.
Throw darts at it?
No. I want to put it here in our... in our makeshift Whiskey Business studios. Right. I want it to be, JCPenney's. Part of the family, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I'm...
And I no want comment. One just to you.
No comment.
I'm very fond of you. Did I ever tell you that? I'm very fond of you.
Am I attractive? Lord. But there's videos and writings and all sorts of nonsense on WhiskeyBusinessPod.com, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. And thank you for subscribing on your favorite podcasting app, whatever you're listening to us on right now. Thank you. Make sure you subscribe and rate us and review us. That always helps other people find us on the internets. Also, YouTube. John does a great job videotaping all these. Whiskey Business with Dino Tripodis.
Woof, right. Woof, woof, woof.
Woof, woof. Go ahead and hit subscribe and click that little bell icon, and you'll get a notification every time.
I say it all the time. Cannot do the podcast without these two gentlemen. So,
that's it.
So thank you for that very much.
That's
anything
it.
Else you want to add to the
and
mix?
Also, you can find us on NBC's coverage of the Olympics.
That's right. Yeah. On one of those channels.
That's right. We're right. Replacing Biles.
Too soon. too soon. Yeah. That's a topic for another time, but we talked about that. I might add, on the radio today, I want to address a nasty thought and rumor that was going around. I actually have come out of retirement and gone back to the morning show at Sunday 95 here in Columbus, Ohio. My producer when I left that show was none other than the boy I'm very fond of, Greg Hansberry, is producing Hello. That show still, along yep. with Stacey McKay and Clark Donnelly. And I'm thrilled to be back. But a lot of people said, if you're back at radio, are you going to stop doing Whiskey Business? The podcast. I said, no, absolutely
nope.
not. Not at all. No, we're going full steam ahead.
People ask me the same thing.
If anything, it's going to give us more fuel.
Maybe
I
more
think
fuel,
so.
More
yeah.
and more. Yeah.
More creative.
And I'll efficient. Be honest, it's I've said it before on many an occasion, the podcast has been my lifeline to broadcasting. And it's good. It's good to be back on the radio again on a
it's
daily
fun.
Basis. It is fun. It is fun to be working with my friends again. So for those of you who live in Columbus, Ohio, I'm back at Sunday 95. For those of you listening outside of Ohio, you can always stream it if you want to hear some of the fun
yeah,
stuff that
yeah,
we
Sunday95.com.
There you go.
And even if you've missed some of it, I've been trying to put up a bunch of fun stuff that we've done in the past couple of weeks on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, so. I noticed that. You do a good job. You're a pretty
thanks.
Good producer.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. So
I need
enough
raise.
Of that. Our guest is Chuck Lombardo, who joined us in year one of Whiskey Business, I believe.
Might have been,
because
yeah.
we were actually doing the podcast at the Sunday 95 studios back then. So, and we talked to you because you are a huge baseball fan, and you had this annual pilgrimage that you did with your buddy where you would go to how many parks over the course of a year?
Yeah, so we did a road trip every year, and it culminated in maybe 7 parks, 8 days, and we'd drive like 2,000 miles.
Right.
So it was quite an adventure. We did that year after year.
And you had it planned out, so you would wind up at a certain stadium last, and I believe the last one we did you wind up at the All-Star game
in Cleveland?
In Cleveland?
Well, so that was 2018. We didn't do the trip that year. We only did the All-Star game just because of scheduling. It takes a little bit of finagling to... Wow, I used the word finagling.
Wow,
I
think it's
my
grandmother
used
that.
It's a good word, finagling, yeah.
Less than 10 minutes in, we're finagling.
Exactly. Right. So it takes a little
bit of... Shenanigans will follow.
Shenanigans, finagling. Who knows what words we might come up with.
What kind of tomfoolery are we going to get into this evening?
But it took a lot of scheduling to be able to hit the number of parks we needed to in the order we needed to based on Major League Baseball schedules, so... 2018, it didn't work for us, but we did go to the All-Star game, which was in Cleveland. It was fantastic.
Did you go to like just the game? Did you go to the? I think the coolest, most fun thing to do there at Hope for Home Run Derby.
So we didn't do the Home Run Derby. It was you picked either the Home Run Derby or the All-Star game.
Mm.
We weren't lucky enough to have an all-inclusive package.
Ooh.
What was the price on that?
Right. Just the game enough. Was more than enough. Yeah,
but that was still cool.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Yeah,
we were about 12 rows up from home plate, and I joked with a bunch of my buddies afterwards. We obviously didn't know the right people because we had to sit behind Joe Torre. So,
Oh wow,
that's cool.
Wow, yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
So you did that, and you've done that,
mm-hmm.
and like I said, I know you're a huge baseball fan.
Yep.
I know you're a huge Indians fan.
I am.
So when this news broke. Let's go. Let me backtrack just a second. When you first heard that the Indians were going to change their name, before this new name was actually released here recently, when you first heard they were going to change their name, what was your reaction?
Well, this had started even prior to the All-Star game in 2018. In fact, the rumbling was that the only reason Cleveland was able to obtain the All-Star game in 2018 was... At that time, prior to that, they had agreed with Major League Baseball to drop Chief Wahoo from all of their logo merch on the field. So you knew that the name change was inevitable from that point forward. But when I actually heard that the name was officially changed, it was a difficult moment.
Wait, so did you think after they dropped Chief Wahoo that would be the end of it? Or was it still common knowledge that it eventually was going to be?
You're in denial. You're in denial.
You're in denial at that moment. You're like, they're going to take away the pictured mascot, which is fine, but you're still going to have the name Indians. That's what you thought, but deep down inside, you kind of knew.
But Indians is kind of problematic, really, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Because they're not truly Indians as a people.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, it's... What, an obligatory term that they use when you look back at...
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Even though the first Native American to play Major League Baseball was played for the Indians.
Played for the Indians. Yeah. That's true.
Even though that's a fact, that didn't get him a pass?
No. I mean, again, and I struggle with this because I come from the camp where I understand that the name needs change.
Right.
But... You've grown up with something long enough that it's change is difficult, especially when it's change that's gone over generations.
Right.
Like I found myself flipping through cleaning out my home office the other day, and I found my change management book from business. And I'm like, oh, this is very applicable right now in my casual life.
Yeah,
because I need to manage my own sense of expectations through change, because you're going through all these stages of grief, right?
Right,
like. Denial, anger, remorse.
Sure.
You know, it's difficult.
Drunkenness.
Yeah. Oh, believe me, there was a lot of
there
that,
was a
especially
lot of that.
On Friday. Yeah.
So the Indians have to change their name, and they have. Will Atlanta have to follow suit?
I don't know. I mean,
where's the line?
Where's the line on that?
That's because, listen, it's the Braves, the Blackhawks.
Right.
Yeah.
The Chiefs.
Yeah.
I think I mean, all sports. I mean, Redskins, I think of all of them, was probably the most obvious. Okay.
That was a problematic.
You like that word, don't you?
I do. I'm using it all the time.
You said problematic like three times now.
I'm going to say it one more time at least.
I like it. It's not controversial, but it's like, oh, yeah, it is problematic.
Problematic, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, where does it end? I don't know the answer to that question. I guess I kind of want your opinion. Like,
I think the Braves are
next.
Would
you be pissed off if the Indians, I mean, they're changing their name, if the Blackhawks, for example, or the Braves or the Chiefs did not end up having to?
Oh,
like, would you say, well, why the fuck are you picking on us?
Well, that is a good question.
I find it extremely problematic.
I'm not going to be upset about something that another team or another group of sports fans have to, you know, say that it is or isn't something that they need to change. I'm just kind of narrowly worried about my.
You're not
going
to lobby for them.
Yeah, just because it happened to me, I don't wish it upon somebody
He's
else.
He's got that cool toy. I want it too, man. Yeah.
I got you.
So why stop there? Change the Reds, you commies.
That's right.
Why stop there? Reds. That's commies. When I was growing up, that's what a Red was. He was a commie. Right. You got a whole team full of them.
This is red legs to you, my friend.
Red legs.
Like I said, I'm a Pirates fan. What are they going to, you know, Zach?
Well, the Buccaneers.
Is that next?
I don't know, man. There's some Buccaneers out there probably pissed off about that name.
The Pittsburgh Profiteers of the Ocean. Are they going to have to go politically
the
correct with that?
Yeah,
something crazy like that. I hope not. Okay, so the name changed, and while deep in your heart you knew that was inevitable, you knew it was coming. Did you have a name picked out? Was there a name in the back of your head when some of these things were being tossed about that you would have been okay with? Like, would you have been okay if they went back to the Spiders?
I would have been ecstatic if they went back historically to a name that meant something to the city based on a sports team that was there. So the Spiders would have been great. Basically anything but the Guardians.
Anything but the Guardians. Yeah. I jokingly said on the air, I said, you know, I thought because of their rock and roll history, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I thought the Cleveland Rocks. Yeah. And then they had a built-in theme song. Yeah. Michael Stanley Band, Cleveland Rocks, you know, in
Boom,
between
yeah.
the Cleveland Rocks. It all made perfectly good sense to me.
And
Cleveland Rocks, would you have been okay with that?
I would have been okay with
and
that.
And Drew Carey could have been the mascot, like right. yeah. flags.
Yeah. Drew Carey bobblehead night, that would have been awesome. Yeah. I've
right?
been there.
Just a t-shirt with his big glasses
and the Rock
on
himself,
it. Yeah.
right? And then we started talking about some of the things like, you know, it's Rock Night. At the Cleveland Rocks, and people bringing rocks. We remember the whole battery incident.
That's right.
Boy, that's like 10-cent beer night.
Yeah, 10-cent right. beer night. Yeah, it could have gotten ugly.
Yeah.
What's the just real quick? Give me the elevator story about the Spiders. So, was it a major league team? Was it a minor league team that turned major league? What I don't know anything about the history of the Spiders.
So they were a minor league team that turned major league. So they were around from like 1887 to 1899, and I mean they had a long, rich history for the city of Cleveland. They competed against the National League teams when they were in the major leagues because that was the senior league back then, and. They were wildly successful until their final year. And their final year, and that might have been part of what was off-putting in changing the name back to the Spiders, because for their final year, they held what is still the worst record for a single season in Major League Baseball. They went 20-134.
Wow.
Ooh. Ouch.
Ouch.
But that also had to do with, and we were talking with some of my friends about that history in that final year. They were the guy that owned them owned the St. Louis Cardinals as well, and he transitioned all of their big time players.
He fucked them over.
Yeah, to the Cardinals, which included
three
future Hall of Famers, right. And that was also including Cy Young. So, just a little known guy right there.
There you go.
I like the Spiders. I'm a Halloween fan, so
yeah,
it would have
like
been like,
yeah,
just think of
it
the cool,
been a
cool logos
logo,
and stuff.
And
yeah,
it would have been a
yeah,
kind
yeah.
of a nod to. Years past.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
So
yeah.
They've been trying to sell this bill of goods, saying that the Guardians was selected because of the statues in the city, the Guardians of the city, and they've started to go with that particular theme. I'm sure somebody in marketing at some point. Somebody in marketing probably said Guardians has D-I-A-N-S in it. And so that's like really close to Indians. And, you know, maybe nobody will notice.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I think you're probably right. There had to be some kind of tie-in like that where it's the name change is close. They're going to continue with their existing team colors. Mm-hmm, so it's like they're trying to soften the blow that you knew was coming.
It's not a complete 180. It's just a
right.
Few when letters. When you found out, you went up to Cleveland the next night, didn't you?
I did. I was actually on my way up to Cleveland on Friday.
Yeah.
So it was just transition. I was going home to see some family, and I'm like, well, now I have an additional purpose to be there, is to just kind of listen in and hear what people are saying in Cleveland.
So you didn't go to the game?
I didn't go to the game.
Okay.
But I listened to all the radio shows on the way up.
Well, you know how it is amongst our friends. You know, when you say Chuck's going up to Cleveland, and by the time it was all said and done, Chuck was going to Cleveland, he was going to the game, and he was going to take every dime he had and buy as much Cleveland Indians merchandise as possible that he could lay his hands on, and he was refusing to bend to this new name, the Guardians.
I will not bend the knee.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. No, I know how the telephone tree works.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, but I went up there specifically to see family, but it was interesting to get the opinions of my friends that are up there and other people that are up there on what it means to them as they're still living there and I don't anymore.
Does that factor in anything? Are they a little more emotional, a little more passionate because they actually live in the city?
Are you saying I'm not emotional?
I'm asking if you seem, I've known you for a while now, and I've said this to you before, you always strike me as a very even, calm individual. It takes a lot to get you rattled. So no, I'm not saying because you live in Columbus that you are any less passionate. I'm asking, when you went there and people who are still living and breathing Cleveland air and in Cleveland sports, were they, what was the reaction?
They are not happy. And that's the calmest way I can put it. I don't know how many things I can or cannot
say.
You
can say whatever you want.
Oh, they were fucking pissed. So it enraged me more. Like, I was enraged down here when I heard it happen, but then I calmed myself down. Like you said, I'm a little bit more even keel kind of guy.
Sure.
I'm just like, I'm gonna go home, everything's gonna be fine. I get home and it's like fucking blood against the wall. It's like there's fisticuffs everywhere. But it's just, I think, because of they live it and breathe it and die with it for so long, so many years. You've had so many ups and downs, and people our age, like, we haven't seen the good years. We've seen the heartache years.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so much about it for us.
I mean, no, you've seen some good years in Cleveland baseball here recently in the last 10 years. You've had some good years.
We have. I mean, we've had good years. We went to the World Series 3 times in the last 20 years. And okay. I mean, all 3 have been failures at
the
very
but
end.
Still, but you were there.
Yeah, yeah. We were
you
there.
You got there. That's an accomplishment.
And there's nothing like those fans when you're there and you have those experiences to share with each other. So much of what I've always said on why I like the game of baseball is because you get to share the experiences with so many other people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like watching a football game, because a baseball game, you're taking in everything that's going on around you. It's not just what happens on the field, but it's how everyone perceives what's happening.
It's still my favorite sport to go watch live.
In person.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I would much rather watch NFL football on my television.
Absolutely.
Than go to the stadium. I mean, I'll go if I get a ticket, I'll go, but I would much rather watch football at home. But baseball, yeah, there's a whole romantic element that's involved in the whole experience.
Exactly.
And I'm sure this applies to every sport, but I've noticed it more specifically in baseball. You got, like, I've brought my kids. My parents were with us. There's these generations. There were, like, some teenagers back there behind us. There were these kids that were just there to drink beer and hang out. There was a retired couple next to us. Like, you just get this
cross-section.
Wide swath of people who just want to hang out and soak in the same thing together.
Exactly. You want to have a shared experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you do that so easily in baseball, whereas going back to what you said, you know, football is more of it's a made for TV product.
Right.
Baseball, you have to be there and experience it.
Yeah. And I'll watch it on television when it gets down to the playoffs and in the World Series. But if I'm going to follow or listen to a game, I'll go to the radio.
Yeah.
I love hearing it on the radio because now the radio has to conjure up, your imagination has to conjure up. And that broadcast is only as good as the guys that are in the booth.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. And there have been some great legendary ones in the booth calling baseball over the years. But Cleveland, I mean, I get it. I get it because once again, in some manner of the word, they're taking it on the chin again. Not just in baseball, but you had your entire football team leave the city at one point,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they had to take it on the chin then, and mm-hmm. they gone. The owner just picked them up and moved them.
Darker than night.
So, yeah. So I guess what I'm trying to say is, are Cleveland fans used to just heartbreak? I mean, and then when the Browns did come back, they were miserable forever, and now they're starting to show signs of life again.
They definitely are used to the heartbreak. It's, you know, I think I've said it before.
Do they handle the heartbreak better than they do the successes?
Well, in the back of your mind, you're always ready for the heartbreak to happen right. again before that success really happens. Like, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
They're not going to win. They might win. I don't know. I don't think they will. It's like one of those things. So, I don't know.
Are you more comfortable with the heartbreak than you are the hope?
Kind of.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
You're used to it. You're born into it. You're born into saying you are the fan of the Indians or you are the fan of the Browns or, you know, this is what your family's done for generations. This is what you are. You don't get to pick. Trust me. I mean, there's been decades where I wish I could have picked a different team.
Well, I mean, I feel you're pretty, like I said, I'm a Pirates fan. And what are we, 20 and a half? I don't even, I stopped looking after they were like 17 and a half games behind.
Right. Yeah.
And lowest payroll in baseball.
No, right? The Indians got you beat this year, my friend.
No, lower than the Pirates?
Lower than the Pirates.
Get out of here.
They unloaded some studs.
They unloaded a lot of key players.
Yeah. We just dumped somebody. Lindor. I can't remember who. Somebody. We just traded somebody to the Padres.
Yeah.
Anybody that's good in Pittsburgh, eventually, you know, don't get used to them.
Yeah. 38-62 right now.
What's that?
38-62.
Oh, 38-62. Wow. Jeez.
Well, you're guaranteed not to have the worst record ever in baseball.
That's true. There's that.
Get their first round draft pick.
Yeah, just so we can trade them later. But that's okay. Once again, it's all right. You know, I live with it. We've had our day in the sun. The greatest year of my life was when the Steelers won the Super Bowl, Pirates won the World Series.
1979.
Yep. Ohio State went to the Rose Bowl. That would have been the trifecta. They lost the Rose Bowl. But that would have been the trifecta for me that particular year. But, yeah, it was an obnoxious time to be a Pittsburgh fan.
And that brings up a good point. Like, there are teams like the Cubs, for example, who won 100 years, whoever it is. I think the Indians are now. Sorry, buddy.
And they forever will be, right?
Well, yeah.
Maybe not.
Well.
But.
Now that they're the Guardians.
But then there's someone
else. Now that they have three statues protecting and preserving the integrity of baseball, things are going to turn around. Oh, wouldn't you just shit your pants?
No, if they won
and
all
if
of
they
sudden.
Start all of a sudden going on a winning streak that nobody's ever seen in their entire lives, get into the playoffs and win the World Series, but they're not the Guardians until next year, right?
The next year.
Next year. So they would still be the Indians.
Will you buy the T-shirt? The world champion T-shirt of the Guardians won in 2022?
No.
Oh, yeah, right.
Now, here's the thing, though. And I told a couple of my friends, this is kind of exciting because for the first time ever in my professional baseball career, I'm going to get to be a free agent.
So you're switching teams.
Hold on. I didn't say that.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about?
I didn't say that.
Wow, this is huge.
But
He's
shopping around.
I'm going to entertain offers. I'm going to dip my toe out there.
Really?
I didn't say I was going to switch teams.
The sheer fact that you even say, I'm entertaining offers, I'm a free agent, you may be able to sway and take my love and passion for a team. How old are you?
45
for a team that I've loved since birth.
Yeah.
Right? And what's your team about? Maybe I might. Come on. I don't buy that for a second.
No, but it's fun to think about, isn't it?
Is it?
Who would you
pick?
It's got to be a regional team. Like, a regional team, right?
Would you just go straight to the Oakland A's? Yeah, or like the
most obscene, furthest away.
Would you stay in the American League?
I don't know.
Oh,
I
don't even know that.
I don't even know. I said it jokingly to a friend, and they've blown it up into this big ordeal. Now they're taking wagers on how soon before I start wearing Guardian shirts.
Oh, really? What's the over-under?
I think it was 6 years.
Oh, 6 years.
Yeah.
Oh, under.
You thinking under?
I'll take under.
See, here's the thing.
Watch him just kill.
Here's the thing. I mean, I got no problem with wearing Cleveland baseball. You know, if they could have done anything, just drop the nickname altogether. Mm. I would have been fine with that.
It's like Washington football team.
Washington football team. All the soccer Cleveland teams baseball do that. Team.
The football baseball team. Soccer club.
Exactly.
Football team.
Cleveland soccer
whatever,
club.
Football club.
Cleveland right? baseball club. You know,
nothing
whatever.
Problematic with that.
Nothing.
Hey, you got
I did it again.
In. You got another one in.
But that would have been then. That would have been interesting for me. I would have enjoyed that. And I have no problem wearing that into the future, like Cleveland baseball team. Cleveland baseball. I have plenty of hats and t-shirts that say Cleveland baseball.
Kind of says it all.
Right? That's it. That's
all
you need.
Says it all without making
it. Why do I need to have a mascot or something across my chest that says Indians or Guardians or Pirates?
Did they, like, for example, when they have a new baby elephant at the zoo, they take submissions for, like, names and stuff. Did they do, like, a campaign for, like, people to, you know what I mean? Like, or did, I mean, you just seem, A, kind of blasted out of nowhere and just extremely pissed off. Like, did they not take the fan vote into consideration?
I don't think they took the fans into consideration for it. Now, they said that you could submit name requests and ideas because that's the politically correct thing to do.
Did you?
That's the smart marketing thing to do.
I believe
what
I did
not. What do you, the
not.
Fans, think?
Yeah, I believe
see,
I did
then
not.
Because then that would be like the mother and me. Well, then, you
know.
You didn't, you didn't vote, so,
true.
You know.
But I when you go back and you hear how they came up with the name Guardians, they're like, well, it was the least strenuous route based on trademarks that were already taken by random people that have filed trademarks for names
spiders
and
or
pictures.
Whatever.
Well, it was like even Guardians was one that was trademarked by somebody that they had to then pay for.
That would have been a great idea.
So
some dude just bought up a bunch
just
of stuff.
Bought up
that
a bunch of trademarks.
Awesome.
Like, they saw this coming, and they just trademarked all kinds of names relating to the city of Cleveland that could
so
do with a sports
paid.
Club.
Oh, somebody got paid because he trademarked
genius.
Guardians and
but,
gave it up.
All right, and then, okay, if you do grow up in Cleveland?
I did.
All right, so when you, like, did they have, like, Cleveland history and like, social studies where you, like, learned about the Guardians? Like,
no.
I want to know how ingrained is this Guardian thing
in
the community.
Before, did you know about these? Were you familiar with the statues before this?
Vaguely familiar,
okay,
yes.
Okay, and what did you know about them?
I mean, they're part of the bridge, the Hope Bridge.
And what do they do?
They're there. They guard the
They
bridge.
Guard what? What do they guard?
I don't know.
One of them's
I don't know what the Guardians are going to guard now.
I don't know. One of them's got a truck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In his hands. I don't know what the other two have.
Like a sword or something like that?
I think there's a sword with one of them, yeah.
Yeah.
So what are they watching? A
bottle
of
whiskey.
There should be one with a bottle of whiskey.
Yeah. Right?
You guys could make one for a t-shirt.
So we could.
Maybe one's got a hammer, like a steel hammer. Like
maybe.
Like
Thor.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, that'd be kind of cool.
Right, well, I guess that was my other thing.
No, that's a cooler Guardian.
Thor
Guardian.
We've already goofed about Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm sure you've
that's
gotten fair share of that shit.
I've gotten all that. You know, your new mascot's going to be Groot.
Groot.
Yeah, I got those texts.
Mr. Tree.
That's the low-hanging fruit that everybody's been grabbing. Like I said earlier in the podcast, in honor of your visit and to ease your pain.
Thank you.
We thought we would try to find a product from Cleveland. And our guest bottle tonight, as I mentioned earlier, is the Cleveland Bourbon Whiskey. This isn't the regular Cleveland whiskey. This is the Black Reserve that was in limited production. And it retails for about $37 a bottle. It is 100 proof. It's got a kick to it.
Yeah.
So and it's got a nice long finish, spicy.
Very spicy.
I picked up on some vanilla in this the gate, and I'm pleasantly. I don't know why. You know, I know that whiskey and bourbons are being made everywhere now, but for some reason, maybe because the long-standing joke that Cleveland's been the brunt of for so many years upon years, even the whiskey from. Bourbon from Cleveland, or whiskey from Cleveland.
You don't drink the water up there.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
But this
water
is actually,
from the river.
This is hot. Pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I find it very pleasant.
Yeah, and you said, what, like $38?
Yeah.
To support local.
$38,
yeah, go for it. Give it a shot.
It's nice.
It's nice. I
And it's a good gift, like a gag gift for...
It helps ease my pain.
A gag gift is a $13 bottle of Cleveland whiskey, not a $37 bottle.
Oh, do they have a $13 bottle
I don't know if there's a $13 bottle, but I'm sure there's one out there of some sort. Listen, that's a nice gift.
It is. It's a very nice gift. Yeah. I would be...
I can't remember last time I spent $37 on you. Even though, as I mentioned earlier in the podcast, I'm very fond of you.
Thanks.
Don't touch me.
So, you know, and I mentioned at the start of the podcast tonight, we would talk about change. We're talking about a change in name. But over the course of your life, have there been any other significant changes that you can recall having to deal with that broke your heart, or things that you hearken back to that, like, man, I wish this was still this way, mm-hmm. or that was still that way?
Yeah. Well, you know, honestly, when I was driving up to Cleveland and, you know, I was listening to the radio about people talk about the Indians' name, and it just kind of brought back memories. And to me, baseball has a lot to do with memories, just because it's more than just about the game. There's a lot that goes into it. But I was thinking back about listening to baseball, listening to the game. Who was I listening to it with? Just remembering sitting around a radio, listening to the game with my grandfather, with my grandmother in the kitchen, cooking, mm-hmm. making something for dinner. And we just sat there listening to the game, being out on the front porch and listening to it with my dad and my brother, and just throwing the baseball around. Like, that's all those things you just start thinking about when, you know, in this instance, what really am I losing? I'm losing a nickname for a team, right? But, you know, you think about, you know, change is difficult. Change is hard. What else have you lost that you can associate that with?
And those moments that you spoke of, when you're in them, and then you start to think back while you were in them, you think it's always going to be that way.
Right.
Even as you get older. I mean, you did as a kid, but you were thought, you know, I'm always going to be on this front porch with my dad or my grandfather listening to the game. At some point, we're always going to be around that radio or that television, you know, watching it. And then it kind of slowly dissipates and goes away. And sometimes it's so subtle that you don't even pick up on it, you know?
Right.
Until something starts to ping in your heart and your soul and make you hearken back to it. But when it starts to change, sometimes it's gradual, you don't even pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. You start to rationalize, like, oh yeah, I was supposed to be on the front porch with Pops watching the game, but I had to mm-hmm. do this next week. And then all of a sudden, that regular thing is not regular anymore.
Yeah.
Until something triggers you to think back, like, man, I missed that.
Exactly. And I think that that's why it's so difficult, and I know I'm only speaking for myself here. I'm not speaking for everyone who's an Indians fan, but I think that that's why it's so difficult losing that name, is just because you can associate it with so many things that have happened in your past.
Right.
So many good memories, so many difficult memories. You're losing that piece of it, but not just that, but everything that happened around that thing.
Uh-huh. Is your father still alive?
No.
Your grandfather?
No.
Long gone. So how do you think they would have reacted to this? Let's go with the immediate family, not your friends and cohorts, but somebody like your pops and your grandfather, those people that were on the front porch listening to it on the radio. How do you think they would have handled it?
I think their first words would have been something along the lines of, get the fuck out of here.
But what did your dad do?
My dad did a number of things. He was mostly a car mechanic. So, worked on cars. My grandfather.
So, blue-collar guy.
Blue-collar guy. One grandfather worked at LTV Steel. The other one did more drafting and engineering.
Okay.
So, it was a mishmash, mostly blue-collar work for everybody.
Right. So, blue-collar and baseball, I mean,
goes hand in hand.
Cleveland. And would they go to the games?
Yes. Yeah. I went to games with all of them. So, it was just, it's something that, you know, helps me relate to, this is what I did with my family. This is what we did in our summers. Like, this is what we were waiting for and what we spent some free time. And if we had free money, you got to go to a game.
Right.
You know, things were difficult with blue collar people back in the day. And going to a game was a treat.
It was a big deal.
It was a really big deal.
It was a big deal.
So it's just, that's why losing the name can mean so much to certain people.
Because you're losing.
Yes.
You're not so much that you're losing the name, you're losing the history and the memories of
exactly. Right? Yep. It's the memories.
And for somebody now, let's take Hansberry's kids. How old are Davis and Mabel?
Davis is 8. My little daughter's 6. Mabel.
Okay. Yeah. So if they were Indians fans, I know they're Cardinals fans.
Sure.
But you know, now this new generation is coming up. The Guardians is going to be it for them.
Yeah.
The Indians are going to be a piece of history, like the Spiders were.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, back then, they used to be called the Spiders. Really? And then someone's in the audience is going to say, the Guardians. Yeah, I remember when they used to be called the Indians. The what?
Right.
The who? Really?
Do you have kids?
No kids.
Yeah. Because we just went to the Reds-Cards game, and kind of like you're saying, my daughter doesn't really know what's going on. Mm-hmm. She's 6, but she enjoys going. She's got the pink Cardinals hat.
Yeah.
And to your point of like...
Goes for the food.
Yeah, she goes for the slushy bar.
Yeah.
But I guess the point is we're not there. She's not there. We're not necessarily there just to check out the stats and watch the game. Of course, there's that. But it's just like, it's part of our family culture. And exactly. Like, you know, there's 162 games a year, and I watched 25, right. You know, like,
yeah.
But I consider myself a diehard fan just because that's how I was raised. And,
your
and,
team.
Yeah.
Well, and that's like, you know, most of, you know, my brother lives down here in Columbus. My wife's family mostly lives down here in Columbus. And I take a lot of my nieces and nephews to Clippers games down here. And we've kind of turned that into a thing, you know, once a year, at least take all the kids and go to a Clippers game. And it's more than just, it's like what you said, it's about spending time with the family.
Yep,
it's not just about what's going on in the field, but it's sharing those moments.
Do any of them have a desire to learn more about the game? Do you educate them? Do you try to teach them? And say,
I try to teach them
do you keep
in the moments. I tried doing that, and this kids are...
No, put it on an iPad.
Then
they'll like it.
Exactly.
Then they'll like it.
If I could walk away with like teaching the kids like maybe one thing, it's a victory. Or if they can remember like one player's name, it's a win.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, what do you do? What are you writing down?
There's so many more sports now too, though.
Yeah.
That
true.
Kids can get involved in that we didn't have. Not necessarily e-sports. We didn't have access to, but that you just didn't know about.
Lacrosse. The kid wants to play lacrosse. What the fuck's lacrosse? I mean, I like lacrosse. I don't know the first thing about it.
Yeah. What is that sport on ESPN where everybody's around some kind of a springboard thing?
Spike ball.
Yeah.
What the hell is that thing?
Yeah.
But to your point,
esports.
Esports, yeah.
You make a ton of money on esports, playing video games that people watch.
That's insane.
And, you know, my little daughter, I've been trying to get her to do softball. She doesn't want to do it. We're watching the Olympics. She wants to swim. I go, okay, that's cool.
Swim. Yeah.
Let's do it.
Just find something they're passionate about.
Yep.
Yeah, I was watching, we talked about this on the radio. I was watching the handball back and forth. That's kind of cool. I didn't know that was a sport.
Let's start a Columbus Handball League. The Italian club should have a handball team.
No. The Columbus Italian club should not have a handball team because people are going to get hurt. People are going to get hurt. Somebody's going to get pissed off and throw that ball.
Somebody's head.
I agree with Dino on this one. We know our limitations.
That will go awry, my friend.
Bocce ball. Trust me. Keep them on the ground.
That's right.
Yeah.
Granville Waiters, little known fact, was a national handball guy. He played handball.
Really?
Yeah. Granville Waiters.
I did not know that.
Yes.
And speaking of bocce that we play, why isn't that an Olympic sport?
It should be.
Curling is.
If curling is
a winter sport, then why shouldn't bocce?
Bocce's a summer version of curling for sure.
What?
I don't know who I need to petition.
You could still be an Olympian.
I could.
You said on Monday night we were playing bocce at the club. Monday night, you said you were just lights out.
Yeah,
I was
dropping dimes.
You're dropping dimes out there. Yeah. Wouldn't it be awesome?
That would be great.
That in your late 40s or by the 50s, by the time it actually becomes a thing, you could be an Olympian.
That's right.
Maybe I could be flag bearer.
Ooh. Oh.
Yeah.
Oldest Olympian. Who's the oldest Olympian?
Possibly. I guess the whole team would be the oldest Olympian. So once you get that, because you know the old guys are getting there. Would you oil up? Like, what was his name? Was it?
Oh, yeah. The dude from Tonga.
You oil up? If you're doing a flag thing,
we're Italian. There's oil on this isn't going to go well.
And that's the other thing too. Would you be representing the United States, or would you be representing Italy?
I would have to represent the United States.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have my dual citizenship, well, yeah, so
you
come
can't
on.
Choose.
Okay. Well, go. No. I'm.
Some of the guys are going through the dual citizenship.
Yeah,
process,
they have.
So.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah. I saw a story about.
And that would be awesome. And then what if it came
your
down?
Your competition would be harder to get on the team.
It would be. It would be harder to get on the team.
Yeah,
it
would
be
harder.
There's
to get
there's
on
a lot of Michael Jordan.
What if it came down for the gold? It was between USA and Italy. Oh man,
that's a storybook ending,
right? Right,
and
right.
You guys said no, we're gonna share it, and you went and shook hands and said, "We're
no."
There's no,
no
crying
no,
in Bocce, okay. And there's no handshake.
There's no handshake. Well, there is handshake
at the end,
begrudgingly.
Yeah,
yeah, good game.
Good game.
Let's drink some wine.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Bocce should be an Olympic sport.
I agree.
Why is this coming up for the first time?
I think it should be our life's mission to petition.
You're the guy. You're. In addition to everything else that I love about you, if there was somebody who could put the pieces together and move it forward, we have enough lawyers in the Columbus Italian Club that could take care of the legal beagle stuff. But as far as formatting it all together to present to the Olympic Committee,
IOC,
and petition the IOC, nobody better than Chuck Lombardo, in my opinion.
Thank you, Dino.
I think you're sensible. You're smart. You're passionate. You're authoritative at the right time when you need to be. Absolutely.
I don't know. He's going to get dinged for wearing Indians gear.
That's true.
Oh, well, trust me.
He's going to get canceled.
This is just for today.
This is today. This is his last gasp.
Yeah, it's my last
hurrah. Canceled.
Death rattle.
Yeah.
And through the rest of the season, because I guarantee you. So have you seen any of the Guardians merchandise? Was there any?
Are they already selling it?
Are they selling it already?
They're selling bootleg versions. So a lot of the t-shirt makers out there that make some fantastic things, by the way. I mean, I'm not going to begrudge any of them.
Right.
They make some great stuff. They've already taken the Guardians and the Cleveland thing, and it's out there. But no official merch.
Nothing official yet.
No.
And I know your answer to this, but I mean, people could still wear Indians gear, right?
Oh, they
I mean,
will.
Yeah, they will.
Like, they will.
They will.
It's not
they
like
will.
They're saying you have
to. Everybody finds their own way to make a stand in the when it comes to something, and a lot of
that's the dumbest fucking logo I've ever seen.
It's too cartoony for me.
It's very cartoony. It is a little cartoony.
Like the baseball with the G and the little wings.
Yeah, it's a little too cartoony.
That's not Greg. I think I might like it.
Yeah, but people will make a stand. People will wear their Indian stuff.
They will.
But it'll be interesting to see. Like, oh man, I don't want to support the Guardians, but I love the Indians, so. I'm going to go, but I'm going to wear the Indian
shirt.
What
about the throwback jerseys? Because they always do throwback jerseys.
Yeah, what's going to happen there?
Like,
just be clear.
The Wizards did throwback jerseys that said Bullets.
Okay,
so
that's cool.
I think you do, every once in a while you'll do a Spiders one, you do an Indians one, you do the Wahoo.
That's a nice pipe dream you have.
Just trying to help you.
Wahoo will never see the light of day ever again.
Yeah. But see, I think that's where the happy median is, to just bring out a lot of things that say Cleveland baseball.
Cleveland baseball.
Everyone can get around Cleveland baseball.
Yeah. Well, isn't the logo already C, or is that just because
it's just kind of big block C kind of thing, yeah. I don't think that's going to change.
If they're smart, they'll just keep it.
And I think the way you reflect upon it is, and what you miss and what you're going to miss are those memories.
Exactly.
You know, it's really not about the name. It's about the fact that somebody is changing the name of your memories.
Exactly. You're exactly right, Dino.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every once in a while, I get one right. Every once in a while, our glasses are a tad empty. So
it's very good.
Good. I'm pleasantly surprised.
Makes me want to go to a baseball game.
You don't drink whiskey at a baseball game, do you?
I think nowadays they've got everything.
I know they got everything, but that doesn't seem right to me.
No,
that
no.
I usually try to stick with whatever the local beer on tap is at the game, and then whatever and I've talked about it before. Whatever the local thing is at that ballpark, if they have a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to me, if you go into a Cleveland baseball game, you notice
already training yourself.
Yes. To me, it's like you have to get one of those grilled, griddle-topped hot dogs. Mm. Like, that's the thing to get at the Indians game. Sounds get good. That thing smothered with some onions and throw some of that brown mustard on there.
The Cleveland mustard, stadium Bertman's, mustard.
Yeah.
It's but good stuff.
There's other places that are known for other things.
Yeah,
so you got to go for
what's
the
down
things.
At the Reds? What is it? What's
it's Skyline.
Thing?
Is because they're all like chili dogs and stuff. Yeah,
chili dogs.
It's good stuff. Man.
It is good
and
stuff.
And they have a good bratwurst, too, by the way.
And in Pittsburgh? Is it the sandwich?
In Pittsburgh, what's available in the stadium of Pittsburgh? Gosh, I know that the Primanti Brothers sandwiches
that's
are
what
big
was asking,
but I don't think those are, I don't, maybe they are in the stadium.
I think there's one in there.
Is it Primanti Brothers?
I think there's a Primanti's in there. I tell you, when I went to...
But yeah, definitely Iron City beer.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say the Cardinals is just Budweiser.
Yeah, Iron City.
So. Honestly, the one time I went to one Pirates game, beautiful stadium, by the way.
It is a great stadium.
Fantastic.
Right?
The way the stadium like frames downtown is...
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
I got to go.
My buddy and I were hanging out in the right field section. It was like a rain delay. They were making some of the most killer Bloody Marys I've ever had in my entire life. In that right corner
not
bar.
Happening. I'm not.
Oh my God.
Bloody Mary at a baseball game?
It was a noon game.
And I love whiskey. And I'm not drinking a whiskey at the baseball.
It was a noon
baseball game. I'm eating
a beer.
Kind
of it was a noon game. We were only drinking the Bloody Marys until the rain delay was over.
Mm.
And then we moved on to beers.
So much like everything else in your life, you find a way to justify and rationalize things.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Right?
Absolutely. You just met me, Dino.
We all need a good justification. Well, we're only drinking these until the rain delay is over. Then we're going to go back to tradition.
Tradition.
I remember going to doubleheaders when I was living in Chicago and be doubleheaders at the park, and we would try to do a beer an inning.
Oh, Jesus.
At Wrigley or at
the Wrigley? At Wrigley, yeah. At Wrigley, we would go see the Cubs, and I would go to Comiskey as well. Same thing. I would try to do the same thing. Yeah.
That's impossible.
That's a rough day.
Depending on how long an inning would last.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Sometimes, you know, if it was a long inning, you know, you were able to pace yourself. But if the innings went fast, man.
You'd be drinking beers while you were waiting.
Oh, in the 90s, the Cubs weren't that good, so maybe you were drinking a lot.
Man, I remember making it, and I remember not making it. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Ooh.
Before it was all said and done. What do you think about it before it's all said and done? It's 9 beers over the course of
They're just so fun. Like
the baseball game, but they were the big, tall beers.
Oh, huge. God, like the 16-ouncers? Yeah.
I'm not a basketball fan, so I could be short-sighted, but like I don't envision people going to basketball games like this and football games maybe, but you know what I mean? Just, I don't know. The fact that maybe there's 100 and some games, 160 games, and there's a bunch of day games. Just so much fucking fun.
Dude, there's almost nothing better than a day baseball game.
I know.
Game.
Right.
Like, you go to a day baseball game, you get to, like when I lived up in Cleveland, you get to knock off on like a Thursday at noon, and you get to
just go.
I work downtown, you get to walk on over to the stadium and watch the game.
Businessman special.
Sunshine.
Which you can't call that anymore. You can't call it a businessman special anymore.
Business person
special. You got to call it a business person special anymore. It can't be a businessman special anymore. What's wrong with you?
That's right.
You're canceled.
I'm sorry, business women.
I missed the Twilight doubleheader.
Oh yeah,
we did that when we were kids. We get off school, we go down to Cincinnati, see the first game, stay for the second game, come back home.
Yeah,
awesome.
It was great. It was great.
Now it's the day night, so they can make a little extra,
a little extra money. Yeah,
doubleheader.
See, and there we talk about change. Mm. We talk about change. You know, baseball games were.
They kick you out?
Yeah. Day games.
Yeah, do they?
They were all day games.
And then they realized, we got to start playing them at nighttime. And
I mean, look how they had to retrofit Wrigley just for lights.
For lights. Remember that? Yeah. It was a big deal.
Absolutely. I mean, Fenway, you think it looked like that before?
No.
No.
It's
funny stuff.
What stadiums do you still have to go check out?
We have to do the West Coast. So San Diego, Angels, Dodgers, Giants,
been there.
Mariners, and Arizona.
You've been to Oakland then?
Arizona's in Oakland. Awesome. Sorry,
I've been to both those stadiums.
Everybody forgets about Oakland.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, it might not be the Oakland A's.
Not a good place to watch a baseball.
Well, I mean, with all the things transpiring with the city and Major
all
League, yeah.
I haven't been to nearly as many baseball parks as anybody. I think Pittsburgh, Cleveland, Cincinnati. I think. Those three are it. Oh, no, Chicago, of course. Yeah, Chicago, duh.
Both, right?
Both Chicago, yeah.
Detroit? You ever been to Detroit?
I've never been to a Detroit baseball game. Been to hockey up in Detroit.
I've been to Toronto, and I've been to the Yankee Stadium.
Never been to Yankee Stadium. I've never seen a game in New York.
Mm-hmm. I saw the Yankees and
talk about and change. Boston. I've been to the Dodgers when a baseball team leaves a city.
Oh yeah.
I mean, would you be more upset over a name change or if you're Cleveland Guardians, Indians, whatever
the Expos?
If they left, what would you have? What would you do if they left Cleveland?
Oh, it would be outright panic.
That would be a crushing blow.
Yeah, that would That would absolutely be a crushing blow. I mean, when the Browns left Cleveland,
that was bad enough.
That was bad. That was bad. I mean, you just ripped the heart out of a city and you moved it to Baltimore. But I mean, they left and they said from the beginning, "We'll get you another team. Just get us a new stadium, and 4 years from now, you'll be fine.
You'll be good."
But kind of Indians, expansion teams. I mean, good. That's or Cleveland baseball. And you're talking about
you can still call them the Indians.
I know for this year, I will, but. 120 years.
I know. Wow. That's a long time, man.
It's a long time.
I think that would rip the heart and soul out of fans more than a name change.
Yeah,
if they left. I mean, that would be, that's like, it's like your mom or, if anybody's had this happen, I'm sorry. It'd be like your mom or dad just, you know, going out for cigarettes and never coming back.
Not a word.
Abandonment.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be problematic.
It would be very problematic.
But then the devil rays will come up and you'd be all fine.
Oh, the devil rays. Wow.
See, now that was a subtle name change.
Oh, shoot.
That went from devil rays to rays.
Yeah.
It was very subtle. Yeah. It was nice. Yeah. But no, it would have been very bad.
I'm sorry. Why did that happen?
Because devil, not man, good.
It's down
it was,
the Bible
it was all
belt
a marketing
there,
play. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, was the devil getting pissed and saying
they're playing really shitty? I don't want to be associated with this team. Yeah. God damn
it. The devil is not politically incorrect. Call me Satan Rays, call me Beelzebub Rays, but the devil. It's just, you know, it's
got to draw the line.
Draw the line someplace.
It's problematic.
It's problematic. Oh, man. All right. Well, anything else on your mind, Chuck Lombardo, that you'd like to share that we haven't covered in respects to your loyalty to Cleveland, to baseball, to sports in general, to the world as we know it? Wow. Because you seem to be, to me, a guy that no matter what happens amongst us, in this crazy world, and it's been a crazy world, especially in this last year or so.
It has,
right? Yeah. I mean, the pandemic took your precious baseball away from you, on some level.
Yeah.
As far as going to a game,
absolutely.
You know? Did you watch baseball, or did you?
I did.
Did
you? I
did
watched
you,
it.
Did
when
you try
I could.
To watch it when you
yeah,
could?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the midst of the pandemic, is it as satisfying?
It was odd. I think everything was odd. You know, when you remove things like fans from a stadium. You lose some of that ambiance. And they tried to do the best they could, like by piping in all the video game noise.
These Olympians, I don't know how they do it either.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it takes a whole nother level of dedication to be able to perform your sport in front of going from being in front of 50,000 people to nobody.
Yeah.
Think about
crazy.
That.
The shift. Should they get rid of the shift?
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about some of that stuff. Some of the changes in rules.
There are so many things going on in baseball. I mean, it's things that I agree with, like speeding up the game a little bit to make it more...
Visits to the mound.
To make it more appealing for the casual fan to watch. Like, I get that.
Didn't they change the ball as well?
They've changed the ball so many times. Yeah. First, they're hot balls. Then they're heavy balls. And then they're measuring exit velocity on the balls. And then you've got things like the shift. Should we disallow the shift? It's part of the game. Are we going to take away the designated hitter? Are we going to take away having the pitchers not pitch? Or not? I'm
not,
sorry,
not
bat.
Not
yeah.
bat.
That's
right. Yeah, right,
so many different things.
The three hitter minimum type of
three
thing.
Hitter
so
minimum.
Are you against? So you want it to be as close to old school as possible.
I want them to keep as many of the games to keep it traditional.
Yeah.
sure.
as they can, knowing that things need to evolve. Sure. I mean, you've got to make the game more friendly for people to watch.
Well, I agree with the shift.
Why?
You know, if the shift, just hit it the other way and learn how to hit it.
Why do you have to make it more friendly for more people to watch? If it was an established game for 120-some years, why do you have to make it more friendly? Why do you have to cater to those...
Esports
to bring people in to watch the game. Why can't they adapt? This is how the game is played.
Right.
This is how it's been played. You know, learn it, love it, or leave it.
I think that the answer to that question all comes down to the dollar. It's all about money. Because baseball is one of those sports that's unregulated as far as salary caps go. So you've got teams, the small market teams, mm-hmm. that are always going to be the feeder system for big dollar teams like the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox that have unlimited payroll capacity. Yeah. And you've got teams like the Pirates, the Indians,
right.
the Rays, the Marlins that are always going to be the feeder for talent into the system. And it comes down to the dollar in changing those little nuances in the game, because right now they're dragging behind in revenue versus all of the other major sports. And with an uncapped payroll system, now you're going to already be penalizing those smaller markets even more.
I get that as well.
So
they have to, and they have no choice but to come up the way to make the game friendlier and more people.
But
I'm saying, if you didn't love baseball for 20 years,
right.
and all of a sudden they make these changes to make the game friendlier, are you all of a sudden going to turn around and go, oh, Major League Baseball? Well, now that they did that,
I doubt it.
I might watch it.
Well, then, man, I'm second an extra beat. No.
And you're going to wonder at one point, does the game even resemble the game that you grew up watching?
It does not.
Right.
I mean, on some level,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree.
On some level, it doesn't. So, you know, eh.
Mm. So you don't like the pass ball, right? Not the pass ball, but the balls.
The balls are an interesting...
And then when you're putting somebody on base, they don't pitch to them. So, you know, I don't like it.
The other one is you start at second base.
I hate that shit.
Oh, my gosh. That's a terrible rule.
That's a horrible rule. That sounds like a childhood rule.
Exactly.
When the dad just wants to hurry the fuck up.
All right, we're going to do, you know, you start at second base now and move things along.
That's right. Exactly.
What? Yeah, that's
and the
seven inning double header.
Yeah.
Dumb. They're gonna get rid of that next season.
Yeah,
good.
I think for COVID that was okay, but because they had so many double.
They had to make up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. So see, there's a lot of things you could. There's a lot of things other than the Indians turning into Guardians that you can bitch about
in
baseball.
Oh yeah, right? I can sit here for hours and bitch.
You could take your angst. Yeah. And your frustration, and apply it to so many other factions of the game.
I'm going to apply it all to getting bocce into
the Olympics
now. So.
And that,
yes.
Let's not forget that.
Exactly.
That's the huge takeaway from tonight.
That is the huge takeaway tonight, that bocce, you know, on an upcoming podcast, as a matter of fact, and I'm going to bring it up again, the Bocce brothers are going to be coming.
Oh, are they coming?
They're coming. Dante and his brother are coming on the podcast.
Who are the Bocce brothers?
The Bocce brothers are very popular on social media. They have a nice following, and they're all about the Bocce.
All right.
All about the Bocce.
I'm going to be a fly on the wall for
that. Oh, you can come in for that one. All right. Yeah. So I'm wondering if they have had the same thought that we've had tonight. How come bocce's not in the freaking Olympics?
Maybe we'll find out. Is that a teaser?
Maybe. I don't understand. There's so many other ping pong,
trampoline.
For crying out loud, is an Olympic sport.
Horses dancing,
dressage. That's
right.
Yeah.
That's right.
I told you what my friend, you know Deli.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was watching dressage the other night in the Olympics. What the hell? You know,
what
horses,
is that?
The horse is doing all the work.
Right? It's not a sport.
But our guest has been Chuck Lombardo, baseball enthusiast, lover, passionate fan, and I know that you will adjust, and you will make do. And in your heart, they will always be the Indians. And when you speak, they will always be Cleveland baseball. If you don't want to embrace the Guardians, that, my friend, is entirely your prerogative. So Good luck to you.
Thanks, Dino.
You're welcome. Our guest bottle has been the Cleveland Black Reserve, which we give a thumbs up to.
Yeah, definitely. What's the distillery? Does it say like?
You know what? I did not do my research on this particular bottle, but it comes out of Cleveland, Ohio, man.
Cool.
It's a
you can buy it here in Columbus.
Hang on a second.
Most likely, Detroit.
So does Tom Fullery, I think.
Bottled by Cleveland Whiskey, Cleveland, Ohio, United States of America.
Cleveland Whiskey.
Yeah. All right. We start with young barrel-aged bourbon, but we don't wait for it to slowly age in a warehouse or depend on changing environmental factors. Basically, what they're saying is we just put this shit out as fast as we can.
The quicker we put it out, the quicker we can sell it.
They should just cut to the chase.
Water from the Cuyahoga River.
Yeah.
There are some, of course, who think we're heretics. Others that say what we do is sacrilege. They're pretty much saying it in fancy words. But we believe that taste is really all that matters. That's what we do. That's who we are. We are Cleveland.
That embodies us, yes.
There you go.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Just,
good Lord.
Just for this, whoever wrote this, hey, Cleveland Whiskey, whoever wrote that, genius. Give that person a raise.
10 out of 10.
That's awesome. Some closing business before we say goodbye, Hansberry.
WhiskeyBusinessPod.com for archived episodes and a bunch of videos and writings and fun stuff and new headshots. Yes, yeah.
New pictures.
Evergreen Podcast, EvergreenPodcasts.com. Thank you. That's our network that we just recently joined. And check out they've got they've got like 100 things. My dad listened to, I meant to talk to you about this. I guess there's like a guy who looks back at old like 60s and 70s comedy bits.
Oh, wow.
So, oh, really?
I don't know. This is coming from my dad, so it could
I'd be interested in that one.
I would like to watch that too.
But it might be legit.
Especially since Jackie Mason just passed away.
Oh,
Jackie Mason. You didn't know that Jackie Mason passed
away? No, when?
A couple days ago.
Yeah. And bass player for ZZ Top.
Yeah, that's right. Dusty.
Yeah. And on that sad note, vote for us at the podcast. Yeah.
any other passings we want to commemorate before we sign off?
The
Cleveland Indians.
That's right.
R.I.P. Indians.
Yeah, vote for us, like Hansberry said, Columbus Podcast Awards. .com on behalf of my wonderful
stop touching me
audio producer Greg Hansberry and the video producer John Whitney and our very special guest tonight Chuck Lombardo. My name is Dino Tripodis. Until my friends the next bottle, see ya.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.